Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me today. We are continuing our theme of Jesus and miracles and all how we are learning how to cooperate with the Lord and how to believe Him who is the same yesterday, today, and forever for miracles in our own lives. Yesterday, we were talking about the woman with the issue of blood who pressed through the crowd, touched the clothes of Jesus, and power flowed out from him and brought healing into her life and into her body. Now, right alongside of that miracle is a miracle of a young 12-year-old girl that was raised from the dead. Because you'll remember that when this miracle of the woman with the issue of blood was healed, Jesus was actually on his way in response to a request by the ruler of a synagogue. In other words, he was an official in one of the synagogues there in Capernaum, which I understand in that city was one of the largest synagogues in Israel. And so Jairus had said, "Come, my little daughter's at the point of death. Come and lay your hand on her that she may live." And so Jesus is on his way. And he had said to Jesus, she is at the point of death. And on her way, when he stops and then has this conversation with this woman with the issue of blood. Now, can you imagine what is going on with Jairus as he's standing there and Jesus is conversing with this woman who has touched the hem of his garment? He realizes his little daughter is at the point of death, and I'm sure he's anxious. Come on, Jesus, come on. And while he's there waiting, the news he didn't want to hear arrives. And some people come from his house and says, "Your daughter has died. No need to bother the teacher anymore." But you know, they're putting limits on Jesus. They think, well, up until now he could do something, but she's dead. Now he can't do anything. But always remember, there are no limits to our God. And so when they said this, Jesus overheard them say this to Jairus. "Why trouble the teacher any longer? She's dead, Jairus. Your daughter has died." And Jesus turned and said to Jairus, he said, "Do not be afraid, only believe." Jairus, don't accept this report. Do not be afraid. In spite of this report, do not be afraid, only believe. Oh, and sometimes we have to ignore the fearful report that we hear. And we have to turn our eyes on Jesus and just keep believing. And this is the challenge that Jesus gives to Jairus. Do not fear, only believe. And so they continued on to the house of Jairus. I'm reading at Mark 5, verse 37. "And Jesus permitted no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. Then he came to the house of the ruler of synagogue, and he saw an uproar, a tumult there, and those who wept and wailed loudly." Now, in these days, in the first century, there were professional mourners, and Jews would hire professional mourners to come and wail and shriek and moan. And so this apparently is what is going on. Now, I'm sure there is some real mourning going on over this 12-year-old girl that is very precious to them, this daughter and perhaps sister and niece that has died. But no doubt these are also professional mourners who are there. So when Jesus came in, he said to all of them, "Why make this commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And so interesting how their attitude changed. It says, "And they ridiculed him." Why, what are you talking about? You're crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. What foolish talk. They ridiculed Jesus. Can you imagine? What did Jesus do? Verse 40, Mark 5:40. "But when he had put them all outside." Oh, sometimes, my friends, you have to put the unbelief outside, which means that you may have to put some of your friends on the outside. You may have to put some of your family on the outside, who have this kind of attitude, who would ridicule you for daring to believe God for a miracle. And so Jesus, he put them all out, put them on the outside. And then he took the mother and the father of the child and those who were with him, Peter, James, and John. So there were only six of them that he allowed to go into the room. Peter, James, and John, they were that inner circle. He felt very comfortable, felt a certain level of trust and comfort with those three. And of course, he wanted the two parents, the father and the mother, to be there. And they entered in where the child was lying. And he took the child by the hand and said to her, Talitha kumi. And Mark says, which is translated, little girl. I say to you, arise. I love this. It shows the endearment and the compassion of Jesus. He took the child by the hand. Can you picture this? And he says, little girl, I say to you, arise. And what did she do? Immediately, the girl arose and walked. For she was 12 years of age, and they were overcome with great amazement. And he had commanded them strictly that no one should know it, and that something should be given her to eat. I find it interesting, he commanded them to give her something to eat. Now, this is important to know because we experience the supernatural power of God does not relieve us of our natural responsibilities to look after our health and our nutrition. We see that very clearly. This little girl has just experienced such tremendous power of God that raised her from the dead. But now she needs to look after herself in the natural. And Jesus commanded them to immediately to give her something to eat to nourish her natural body. Another lesson we learn here that I will close with. These two miracles that are right together, the woman with the issue of blood and Jairus, even though they were very different people and very different cases, both received the miracle they sought because they were similar in certain aspects of their approach. They were both desperate. They both knew that Jesus was their only hope. And my friends, we should not allow ourselves to come to that place. I heard of someone sometime who there was a situation going on and it had gotten worse, and somebody said, well, all we can do now is pray. And someone responded, oh my God, has it come to that? In other words, is it that serious that all we can do now is pray? You see, prayer should not be the last thing we do. It should be the first thing we do. Calling on Jesus should not be the last thing we do when we tried everything else. It should be the first thing we do. It should be the first and the last thing we do. Well, we should pray a desperate prayer at the very beginning. Well, they were both desperate. And they both knew that Jesus was their only hope. They approached Jesus differently. Jairus came and approached him face to face and fell down before him and poured out his heart to him and told him the problem. The woman with the issue of blood, she did not have the confidence to do that. She approached him very differently. She approached him from behind in secret and reached out in faith and touched the hem of his garment. And even though the approach was totally different, the results was the same. They both received their miracle. Now, here's the truth in this. You don't have to approach God exactly like somebody else. You be the unique you that God has made you to be. You approach God where you are at your level of faith at this time. You be you and approach Jesus in what seems right and appropriate to you and what's comfortable with you. Approach him in faith. Yes, they both took action based on their faith. Even though their approach was very different, they both did what was necessary and both received the miracle they were looking for. Yes, we are all unique personalities and in different places in our spiritual journey. But God will relate to us personally, and he will meet you where you are right now at this point in your life. I'm Eddie Height. This is the Awakening Podcast. We're talking about Jesus and miracles, and we're going to continue this tomorrow. I encourage you to go to my website, eddiehyatt.com. And if you would prayerfully consider giving an offering to our ministry so that we can continue sharing the Word of God all over the world, there is a donate button there at eddiehyatt.com, eddiehyatt.com, and share a gift of any size. And if you do it in faith, I know that God will bless you, and it will enable us to continue to spread the good news of Jesus all over the world. Check out my books on Amazon, and I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.